KSL Outdoors with Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Time for a little news of the week. Couple of things to talk about. First and foremost, we unfortunately have yet another poaching incident that we're trying to solve. This is from the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. We are seeking information about two mule deer that were killed illegally and left to waste in Cache County. Our officers received a report from a concerned individual who found the dead deer near the Porcupine Reservoir boat ramp back on January 5th. Conservation officers responded to the incident and located the carcasses of a doe and a yearling buck, which makes this even more egregious. You know, sometimes we put all the emphasis on a potential trophy deer. Here you have a doe and a yearling that were taken for no apparent reason at all. If you have any information that might be able to help, you're invited to call the UTIP hotline at 800-662-3337. You can also text 847-411. Again, this took place somewhere around January 5th, and it was the Porcupine Reservoir boat ramp. All we could do is shake our heads at some of this. Faith Jolly is going to be joining us coming up after the top of the next hour, but I do want to just give you a heads up in case you're not listening at that point that our Bald Eagle Day is coming up. Matter of fact, it's more than just a day. It's part of Bald Eagle Month, but we have some great viewing opportunities, one coming up in southern Utah February 2nd. That'll be happening at the Rush Lake Ranch. Central Utah on the 3rd, so the very next day, first thing in the morning at Fountain Green State Fish Hatchery. You can guess why the eagles hang out there, just watching the buffet go by. And here in northern Utah on Saturday the 17th, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning, they'll be out at the great George S. and Dory Eccles Wildlife Education Center out there on Waterfowl Way in Farmington. That information is available, and again, we'll talk to Faith about it coming up after the top of the next hour. Also wanted to pass along something from the Division of Wildlife about a survey. They're looking for some feedback for anyone that has fished recently at Sand Hollow, Quill Creek, or Gunlock Reservoirs. I put a link on our Facebook page, which is just KSL Outdoors Radio. And if you click on it there and you happen to have fished any of those areas in the last little while, I just thought we'd share that with you. Washington County Fishing Survey is what they're talking about, with questions like how often do you go fishing in a typical year? What fish species do you often target when you're fishing? And then you can click through and it'll ask you specific waters like Sand Hollow, Quail Creek, or Gunlock. If you can help in participating, that should help with getting some answers for them there. Also, I want to remind you that the season, the opportunities out at Hardware Ranch are starting to wind down. If you want to go out and see some of the elk, I saw pictures of the elk that had gathered there, and what an opportunity. We talk about the Eagle Viewing Day. This is something that we hopefully get enough information out that you've been taking advantage of starting the 1st of December, but continuing only on Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays through February 11th, so you have a little bit more time left. They're having their horse-drawn sleigh rides to go out and get really up close to these elk. You'll never get closer to them unless you accidentally bump into one, you know, out on an adventure somewhere. But the fee to go on a ride is $10 for those 9 years of age and older, $4 for those 4 to 8, 3 and under, absolutely ride for free. The Hardware Wildlife Education Center is also up and running, which makes it kind of fun. If you want more information, you can go online to the Division of Wildlife website, which is wildlife.utah.gov. If you just want to drive up, coming up over the next few weekends, go to about 16 miles east of Hiram on State Route 101, and you're going to get not just a chance to see these elk, but you're going to have a beautiful drive through the scenic Blacksmith Fork Canyon there. All right, couple of things of note there. We'll take another break. When we come back, we're going to have some fun and check in with Kathy Dunnell of Wasatch Mountain State Park. Lots of winter activities that take place up there. We want to give you a heads up on. And then an hour from now, in our Snow Day segment, we're going to talk about ski-joring. There's a February event coming to the Heber Valley, which if you've never seen it, It's a cross between, hooky bobbing like we used to do when we were kids, only instead of getting pulled behind the car, you're getting pulled behind the horse on skis. Skijoring will be the topic next hour. Stay with us.